And like I said, we just didn't have any neighbors. The Swedes at Coal Creek were the only ones. We had a lot of people that floated down the river that we, a lot of interesting people that we, some of them we kept in contact with for years. There was one especially, a family, they had a girl, and they came from, they were living in, I think, Spokane, Washington, and they floated down the river, and they thought, oh, that was just the most beautiful, gorgeous life that you could ever live, you know, living off the land and being out in the wilderness and taking care of yourself. But what do you do when you get sick? Mm-hmm. And what would happen if you had a heart attack or you had appendicitis or whatever? And I said, well, we both told him, well, we discussed this before we came up here. Everybody that came down would like to live close to the land, but they wanted a doctor close by also. And we just told them, you know, we discussed this, and if we can get to a doctor or get to some help, because we didn't have any radios or anything like that for any communication, we would do it. But if we couldn't, you know, discussed it, and if we died, we died. That's all there was to it. You know, there was just no argument there, and we all agreed on that. But everyone thought that was, they really thought that was a beautiful place there, and they just thought we were doing the most wonderful thing. But they had to be close to their doctor. They couldn't. There was no way they could live like that. Well, we were lucky enough to never have any emergency that we couldn't take care of ourselves. And I was lucky enough to know Doc Zurich in Central before we went up the river. And he showed me how to do, like if the kids cut themselves or something like that, he showed me how to do butterflies. And at that time, we could take penicillin and crush it up and make a paste out of it. And put it in, like if you got a really bad cut, put it in the cut and then put the butterflies on it and tape it together so that it healed from the inside out. That way you had no infection.